Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Senator Amy Sinclair about the failure of the Knoxville Raceway Bill in the latest session. And first off, Senator Sinclair, if you could just explain to us, why did this bill fail?
I guess I'd say in the broadest sense, the bill failed for lack of information and for being introduced at the wrong time in the Senate. Anytime you bring forward a bill that's deep in policy, if you will, at the end of session, you run the risk of it falling into that budget crisis, the crunch that we come to at the end of session.
A lot has been made of this to some extent, but you had voted against the bill, and you explained that that was a procedural step. But just so that people here in Marion County, and especially in Knoxville, understand, did you have any reservations about the bill as you were voting?
I don't think I had reservations about the bill. I knew that my caucus had real reservations. I knew that I had no votes with me simply because of a lack of information. The bill was brought to us 2 years ago. The notion was brought to us 2 years ago that we would do this tax rebate to expand the raceway. And much information was brought to us, the plans, the budget, all of the information necessary, with the request of 25% of the project cost up to $2 million. And that passed easily because it was so well explained. When it came back to us this time, most of us hadn't even seen the request until the night before we were voting on it. And so people had reservations about what was going to be different about it, how the project had changed, and what the total cost was going to be as relates to that tax rebate. Did I have reservations? No, I don't believe I did. I understand that the Fair Board, even now, can still utilize those up to $2 million for projects they have. The concern was, why are we changing it?
That lack of information that you describe, how did that come about? People didn't really know or weren't educated about this at the time that it was voted on.
I can't honestly answer why enough information wasn't brought to us. As soon as it happened, as soon as the vote took place that evening, I went out, got dinner, because I missed the opportunity to file the motion to reconsider that evening. The Secretary of the Senate had left by the time that I got in there to do that. But I came back because I wanted to get a clearer picture of it. And so I located Ms. Harms, who represents the Raceway, and we talked through it. She agreed to set up a meeting with the appropriate people so that I could gather the information and then share it with my caucus. Why that information hadn't come to us before that time, I will not cast blame. Crazy things happen in the legislature. You get involved in the work that you're working on, and so when it's not a part of your day-to-day routine, you don't necessarily know what's going on outside of your own specialty.
And then as far as reintroduction is concerned, because after that vote failed, it wasn't reintroduced. Why was that?
I think sometimes you get into politics a little. I think the Senate Majority Leader may have been upset that a couple of bills 2 days in a row had failed. I can't speak to that specifically. I am not a part of his caucus, but I do know that concerned him. I worked with Senator Dotzler, who had originally run the bill, and we understood that the bill would be added as an amendment coming from the House if it wasn't able to be reintroduced as a bill on its own in the Senate, which was looking more and more likely. And so we were working with the House. We thought that was coming out as an amendment to another bill that would come back to us. We found out essentially last day of session, last Friday, that was not going to be the case, and we had lost our opportunity for this session.
And now that we have some background, if you could just tell us about the future of this bill coming up next session, what's going to happen?
Sure. After the original failure of the bill, I was able to get information necessary to share with my colleagues. I did secure several votes that would have allowed for its passage had it been brought back up by Senate leadership. While it wasn't brought back up for Senate leadership, I do still have that support in my caucus. And so hopefully we can bring it back, get started earlier next session. January would be best. And move that bill forward before it comes into budget crunch time and becomes part of the political process. We are at a place still that 25% of project costs is still available to the Fair Board. They are still able to utilize those dollars within their project. They just need to go through the process that was established 2 years ago. But that money is still available for project use by the Fair Board at the Raceway.
Thanks again to Amy Sinclair. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.